At the Winter Games in Sochi, many of the American athletes who arrived with hopes for medals and high expectations have come up short. But if anyone's going to live up to the hype, it might be the ice dancing duo of Charlie White and Merrill Davis. NPR's Tamara Keith introduces us to the two skaters.
Ice dancing is a thing of precision and beauty.
Merrill Davis and Charlie White.
Of foxtrots and quick steps and twizzles, all set to music from an era when people still put on hats and gloves and went out to dance the foxtrot. And whatever it is that makes ice dancing judges swoon, Davis and White seem to have mastered it. Last night in their short program, to the tune of My Fair Lady. White's costume, a tuxedo with tails, his trademark blonde curly hair flopping around. Davis wore a pink high-neck dress, dark hair up in a twist, the image of control and perfection. Together, they floated across the ice in a way that looked effortless, their footwork perfectly in sync, while smiling, gazing into each other's eyes just longingly enough to make it believable.
The short end score for Merrill Davis and Charlie White of the United States of America.
78.89. That puts them in a comfortable lead, 2.5 points ahead of their nearest rivals, the Canadian team of Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. They won gold 4 years ago at the Olympics in Vancouver. At a post-competition press conference, White said his performance with Davis felt easy and light.
You know, it felt like we were just enjoying skating with one another, and I think that's what came across.
And heading into tonight's free program, Davis and White are the ones to beat, who may well be unbeatable.
I think it's something you have to earn. We've worked hard for people to have great expectations from us.
Merrill Davis says they've been skating towards this moment since they were 10 years old.
We've worked hard to be in the place we are now, and we wouldn't have worked so hard to get there if it's not where we wanted to be. So, you know, we feel like we're in a great spot and honored to be where we are.
One quirk of the ice dancing world is its center of gravity is the Metro Detroit area. It seems everybody who's anybody in the sport trains there. Davis and White actually work with the same coach as the Canadian team of Virtue and Moyer. And for a long time, the Canadians got most of the attention, says Evan Bates, a veteran American ice dancer.
They've had to battle to get to the top, and now that they're there, I really hope that they can win this, the greatest prize of all in our sport.
He says all the earnestness Davis and White project is real.
They're extremely hardworking, devoted, and if you meet them off the ice, away from the venue, you would never know the kind of success that they've had because they're so grounded and just level-headed, very, very nice people.
But don't ask Charlie White about winning the gold. He swears, even as it is so clearly in reach, they aren't thinking about the color of the medals.
We're not preparing every day to win a gold medal, but to do something that we're really proud of on the ice and can remember forever.
If Davis and White pull it off, they will be the first American duo on the ice, either pairs or ice dancing, to win gold. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Sochi.